Ah, well, that was an abrupt ending to the intro. Welcome to RP Grinders. Ah, you guess son of a bitch. Oh my god, you're exiled, you son of a bitch.
I'm talking about Funko Pops, and all I have to say is Funko Pops are gross and ugly.
They're not I gross. Like you're ridiculous.
I saw
Eric.
One thing. I saw in the local bookstore. I saw the there was one of Hillary Clinton. I thought that you've got to be kidding me. That's hilarious.
Oh wow, they have one of those now.
All right, guys, this is episode 411 of RP Grinders. I'm your host, Frank Branches, alongside my trusty cohorts, Eric the Great.
Dude, let Frank get through the intro. Okay.
Breakman the Bold. And of course, Breakman, you're up on the screen right now, sir. And I'll talk about that in a second. And of course, the Frosty One himself, the Mug, is back, gentlemen.
I'm sorry, I'm up on the screen now.
Yeah, you are. You're up on. You're live for everybody to see, and I'll explain that in a second. Welcome everybody.
Okay, yeah, explain it to me. I don't even know what you're talking about.
I'll explain it in a second, gentlemen. How was your week? How was your week? Anybody?
Complicated.
I bet you were
kind of felt sick for the second half of the week. Yeah. I'm still kind of feeling crappy.
Yeah, there's a bug going around. My kid's got a bug, like some type of fever bug. I don't know. Maybe they
although I did get something back this week.
Oh, what'd you get?
A new computer.
Oh, sweet. Right on, man. Nice. You're feeling as good as this guy, Eric. Did you hear that?
No, I got, just barely.
He played a little bit of that damn Corey Feldman thing.
I'm glad I didn't hear it.
The audio is just not working, man. I don't know what the fuck's going on there, but whatever.
It's sparing us.
Maybe you need a new computer. Get rid of that crappy Mac of yours.
No, I'm good. I'm good. My Mac's going strong, man. I'll explain it. Breakman, how was your week, man? Breakman, how was your week?
It's all right. Why?
I'm just asking, man.
Because it's part of the show.
Yeah, exactly, man. Son of a bitch, Jesus.
It was busy. I worked a lot. Yeah. Didn't have a lot of free time.
You did have enough free time to send me a couple of picks, Breakman. I remember a couple of weeks ago. I think it was our last win, actually, because we've lost like two in a row. But the Broncos beat the Bengals, and I
sent you those pictures last week.
Yeah, I know, but I waited till this week to show them to everybody. So, at least one of them. But it's cool, man. It's perfect. I love Miller's sack on the front, just like what I said, and on the back of
it's really
Miller,
hard 50. To write on fabric, by the way.
It sure is, dude. But you did.
I tried
job,
to draw
man.
A heart, and it turned into I don't know what the hell that thing is.
Oh, it looks good though, man. 58. You got your Von Miller jersey personalized. You know what needs?
Sent you the pictures of me burning the shirt afterwards, right?
Oh my god, don't do that. You need Von Miller. You need to send it to me so I can get Von Miller to sign that shit, man. There you go. No, Weiland, it was a song from before. I don't have the new one. I don't think I want to listen to the new one, but gentlemen, yes, he went back on the show because he's like, fuck that. I'm not going to let people bully me around, which actually is kind of admirable about, Corey Feldman. But,
I was around in the '80s. I remember him in the '80s and have fond memories of him. But, a while back I saw him on the Celebrity Wife Swap show and, he basically has a little Harlem going on there.
Yeah, yeah.
Women he is using. I don't know if he's having sex with them or not, but he was doing a lot of leering at them during the show.
Are you describing Corey Feldman or Donald Trump, Breakman?
Or Bill Clinton or Cosby or
right,
right.
Or Epstein. Well,
yes. Yeah. Oh, Jesus. No, I think those people are – I think they're too old for Epstein.
Yeah, they might be, man. I don't know. Donald Trump and Bill Clinton were in that book, man. And
That's true. They did enjoy flights on his plane.
Yeah. All right. We'll get into some of that later, guys. But let's start with the news. Eric, first story.
First story is from Gematsu, and it's about – another version of Yo-Kai Watch 3. Third version of the game, or the third game, is due alongside the third movie. I think the first movie is airing soon in the US and the UK. But The first two ones were called Shushin Tapura. This one's called Sukiyaki, because of course.
Yeah, because reasons.
It goes with the theme, that's why. But,
have you ever had sukiyaki?
No. I just know weird. Thing.
It's expensive and it's weird, and there's a raw egg that they just kind of give you with it, and they don't tell you what you're supposed to do with it. But apparently you're supposed to break the egg into their little dish and then dip the meat into it.
Oh God, that sounds awful. All right.
Anyways,
I don't want to eat raw egg.
It will launch in Japan on December 15th, and the physical version will include a Kakusei Enma medal as a special bonus.
An Enma medal.
Ugh. No, Kakusei Enma. It's probably
okay. No enemas. Yeah. Okay, good.
That's good. Yeah, Enma is most likely the name of one of the creatures, and Kakusei means awakened.
Oh, okay.
I thought they said anima. Okay, yeah, thanks.
No, I thought they enma. Said something about cock and the enema, and I'm like, no, I'm out. I'm good. Continue on, Eric.
He's got more than enough cocks and enemas in his life.
Shut up. It says the magazine highlights three new elements in Sukiyaki. Set off in a great adventure with Blasters T, which is an evolution Yo-Kai Watch Blasters, which is a mini game in Yo-Kai Watch 2. Hmm. And it says players will seek out hidden treasures and dungeons and take on giant boss battles and so on. And the god yokai appear in linking versions in it. If you link together with the three versions of Yo-Kai Watch 3, four god yokai will appear. Of course, to do this, they're going to have to update the other two through a patch. And there's a story that's linked to Yo-Kai Watch Movie 3. So I guess it's like an additional side quest.
All right. Yay, I guess. Cool.
Yeah, and hang on, I've got to make a comment on the name segment. You know, the story linked to the third movie is like, befriend Koala Nyan, which is most likely Koala Meow. Because Nyan is the Japanese onomatopoeia for meow.
Yeah.
And Koala, which is just the word for koala.
Yeah.
I have to clear something up.
But if he was Koala Nyan, then... what's the point of even being a cat?
Yeah. What were you going to say, Breakman?
I probably missed it before before the show because I was in and out. But today's Eric's birthday?
No, yesterday was Eric's birthday.
Oh, yesterday.
Yeah. I just took today off because my birthday fell on a Thursday.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
I got some coming your way, Eric, but not right at the moment. I'm a little short on funds, but I'll
be definitely. Got a little certain... console.
Yeah, I'll have to talk about that later. Next story. Let's go with Breakman. Next story.
Coming to us live from Gamatsu.
Does anybody want to know the name of the Yo-Kai Watch movie?
No.
No. No.
Okay.
On to the next.
Exiles In for PS4. PS Vita launches October 25th in North America. That is the headline. It will be for $9.99. Do you want to read me? Want me to read the story or the synopsis of the game?
No, that's good. I'm looking at this thing.
No, there's nothing. Just basically read the headline, skipped to the price.
You might as well read the next one.
Yeah, it's might as well read the next one as well.
Oh well, hold on a second. I was busy posting this in chat.
Oh okay. Well, there you go.
Coming to us live from Gamatsu, Corpse Party for 3DS launches October 25th in the West, and it will be $29.99 digitally as well as $49.99 physically. Limited back-to-school edition in North America and Europe and Australia. The game will be available for €29.99, £24.99 pounds, and £49.95 in Australian dollars. That seems reasonable for Australia, doesn't it?
I think.
Actually, it's a little bit more expensive.
Yeah, the Australian dollar is very weak.
But usually the games in Australia are really expensive.
Yeah, I remember paying like $60 for Tales of Eternia for the PSP.
Mm. The back-to-school edition includes a copy of the game, high-quality miniature figurines of characters Naomi, Nakashima, and Seiko Shinohara. Seiko Shinohara. Damn it! A soundtrack CD containing nearly 80 minutes of music from the game not previously featured on the Songs of the Dead compilation.
Which was in the last bundle with Corpse Party Blood Drive.
not to be confused with the awesome CD Songs for the Deaf, including three tracks exclusively to the 3DS version.
Dungeon
and
Buster,
there's Nets, which I won't read.
Yeah, don't read that, man. Dungeon Buster says, yeah. happy level up day, Eric, or post-level day up, he said. So
yeah, one thing noteworthy about the 3DS version of Corpse Party is that they actually redrew, or, well, not so much redrew, but they remastered all of the sprites because they were like really tiny and then upsized to go with the backgrounds. So now they actually did like proper size sprites to go with the backgrounds.
They look better than the PSP version.
I didn't have a problem with the PSP version at all, to be honest.
Well, no, I mean there's nothing wrong with it, but it's like if you go and look at it, the sprites are like double sized up from what they should be.
Yeah, it just looks a little.
So the base of what they did, they just they sized them up and then they filled in the details.
I hope they took the time to let you advance the text faster.
Yeah,
I doubt it won't be the same as the skip feature from the PC version, but
yeah, the PSP version, the text scroll is pretty maddening after a while. But all right, that's something to look forward to.
Technically, in the PSP version, you could make it go faster, but only in so much as the text instantly shows up.
Yeah.
You still have to wait for animations to play out.
Yeah. All right, Mud, next story, please.
All right, coming to us live from Gematsu, Apollo Justice. Ace Attorney is coming to iOS and Android devices this winter, or so Capcom announced. Originally released for the DS in 2007, the fourth entry in the Ace Attorney series stars up-and-coming attorney Apollo Justice, who works together with Trucy Wright. Wow, that's an old name. the adopted daughter of series protagonist Phoenix Wright, who has been stripped of his attorney's badge on four cases. Attorneys get a badge?
I know that's kind of weird, but
in Japan they do. I think
it's kind of cool for mobile players to get that Ace Attorney. If I remember, that one was pretty decent. If I remember,
a lot of people don't like Apollo Justice though.
There's always haters. I don't know what it is, man. I mean,
the only problem with Apollo Justice is they didn't develop his character all that much, considering he is the main character. They had to do. They had to fix that in 5.
Yeah.
6.
All right. Next story, guys, coming to us from Gematsu. Criminal Girls, invite only, coming to PC via Steam on January 11th. NIS announced. Here's an overview. It's 7 girls have been gathered in the Hellspire. These girls, who are called delinquents, are tainted by their criminal DNA. Special rehabilitation was prepared for these girls. I'm sure there was. It's called Reformation. Program. The goal of this program is to
have that movie. It was called Sucker Punch.
Either Sucker Punch or what was that one movie? Caged. The one with Nielsen. What the hell is her name? Like Bridget Nielsen. It's like Cage Fury or something. I don't know. The goal of this program is to have the girls climb to the highest.
I think I know.
I'm
pretty sure I know that movie.
Breakman knows that movie. Okay.
I'm pretty sure I've seen every movie that starts with Caged.
I think you have, man. As have I. If they do, their sins shall be atoned, and they can be revived back into the mortal world. Wouldn't that be cool? Like to be able to go to hell and like work your way out of it, and like that like you're in hell, but you can work your way back up if you atone and do some other shit. Looks like Freak Five's in chat. What's up, Freak?
But what if I wanted to go lower?
Well, see, then you have to work on that. That would be an interesting game. Like, you start in the middle. Like, you die, and you start in the middle, and depending on
You start in purgatory, and you can work towards heaven or hell.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, that was the thing. It's like, if you've actually read Dante's Inferno, it's like the level of hell that you were in was determined by the sins that you did. Not, like, how bad you were, but specifically the type of sin that you would commit.
Yeah, exactly. That sounds interesting.
So, like, parts of me would be all over the place, is what you're saying.
Let me mention everybody in chat. Looks like Dungeon's in there, Freak Five's in there, MXT is in there, Slagar is in there, and Wylan. What's up, gents?
Everyone came to welcome me back. I appreciate you guys.
Yeah, right, man. They come to see what a shit show
welcome
this
back, Cotter.
Welcome back, Cotter. All right, next story, Eric.
Next story is, wow, sorry. I don't know why that. I must have accidentally double clicked because I'm still using the crappy mouse. I need to get a new mouse. Mm. I'll fix that tomorrow. Next story is from Gamatsu. Toho Genzo Wanderer and Toho Double Focus will launch February 7th in North America and February 10th in Europe. And it says Double Focus is included 3 with the PS4 digital copy of Genzo Wanderer, or physical copy of Genzo Wanderer. Double Focus, we've already talked about Genzo Wanderer. It's a roguelike, but Double Focus looks like it's a Metroidvania.
Ah, cool. There you go. All right. And it's a collector box with all kinds of stuff, it looks like. All right.
Yeah.
And final story, Mug. I'll let you do
that. A 90-track for this Toho Genzo Wanderer OST. That's a lot of tracks for just a roguelike.
Yeah. All right,
it's probably every Toho track that's ever been made.
Mug, next story, please.
That's a lot. All right. Coming to us live from Gematsu. Furyu announces the Alliance Alive for 3DS because we can't do adjectives and nouns. The latest issue of Weekly Jump has the scoop on the Alliance Alive.
It's probably a better name than Legend of Legacy, though.
Legend of Legacy was a fine name. A new group performance RPG for 3DS from Furyu, featuring artwork similar to the company's previous The Legend of Legacy.
Wait, whoa. Can I ask you, what is a group performance game?
I don't know.
I think it means idols or something.
Maybe you do combat by doing.
Or if you're with boys, it's a pup.
It's Elite Beat Agents, as the combat engine.
Yeah. That'd be something.
Yeah, the story follows 9 protagonists and progresses in a way that that players switch between characters.
I think that's actually supposed to be 7 because they only describe 7 afterwards.
I don't know. There are a lot of faces on this little image here. But anyway, the story will develop from the perspectives of these characters who each have different standpoints and environments. The game is set in a continent ruled by magic beings and divided by the effects of a distortion. Rain worlds and fire worlds are just a couple of the hostile worlds that players will visit. So basically every JRPG ever.
Yep,
the magazine introduces the 9 characters. Tiggy, self-proclaimed prodigy professor. Say that 3 times real fast. Vivian, daughter of a noble magic being. Ignis, Vivian's butler. Galil, boy of the resistance. Ursula, Galil's childhood friend. Rachel, guild mercenary. Barbarossa, ghost soldier. Jean, knowledgeable mage. And Renzo, well-informed young man.
Well-informed young man.
That's personality.
Yeah. All right.
I've got personality.
Oh, my God.
Personality.
You're exiled. Son of a bitch. I'm walking off this show, man. This is the worst, man. It's the worst. I mean, we were okay last week, but now...
For once, I'm a Frank.
Yeah, that's the worst, man. This is the worst show ever,
what,
man.
What the hell, man? Why would you do this to us?
Exactly.
Because it had to be done.
All right. So that looks like the end of our news, which is cool. Any homie discounts? I know there was a Flash PSN sale.
There's actually a massive Flash.
It wasn't PSN a Flash sale. It was a week sale, I think.
No, there was a Flash sale.
Well, no,
too.
There's a Flash sale going on right now, and it's fucking amazing.
I need to check that out.
Let me just point out couple of things that caught my eye. The Banner Saga is $4.99. Child of Light is $5.99. Downwell, which is an RPG, but it's a great game, $1.99.
Get that.
Yeah. Gone Home is $7.99. Grow Home is $2.39.
It seemed like to me in that flash sale they had more PS3 offerings than PS4 offerings, which is weird.
The one I'm looking at doesn't have any PS3.
For Black Friday sale.
Yeah. Also, there's Shadow Complex Remastered is $6. The Last Blade 2 is $6 and it's down from 15, and that's PS4 and Vita. Valiant Hearts The Great War is $4.95.
That's a good game.
Okay, here's the PS3 stuff. Child of Light, Duck Dynasty, Far Cry 3, Lara Croft and the Darnie Guardian.
Did you say Duck Dynasty?
Duck Dynasty, it's on there. Watch Dogs. And Wheel of Fortune. There's actually a fair amount of PS Vita stuff up there, too. Tales of Hearts R for PS Vita is $7.49.
Yeah, so there you go.
That's something you guys are
interested in.
There's a lot of stuff. Rayman Legends is $10.
There was wasn't there Tales of Vesperia and like Tales of something?
Not for Sony platforms that were released. Yeah, that was in an US. Xbox.
Yeah. No, 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 no.
Like that was only a.
No, I saw an Xbox or PS3.
I heard the PS3 version of Vesperia isn't good though, so you're not missing anything by not having it localized.
No, but it was super cheap, which is cool. But
you bought the import one was.
No, I'm just saying for that price, like. I mean, it was like $7.99 or something. I thought it was a pretty good deal. I was thinking of getting. I don't know if it was Vesperia, but there were like four or five different things that I saw. But I'm
maybe
like,
you saw Zestiria.
Maybe it was Zestiria, but I thought it was they were decent deals. But I'm like PS3. Like I'll talk a little more about PS4 in a minute. Okay, so that's a homie discounts. Any Twitter questions?
Twitter?
Way to be prepared, Breakman.
I did no preparation for this show whatsoever.
Twitter. shit, I'm not logged in. What the hell?
All right. Then
I'm bringing my phone up, Frank. God.
I'll let you bring that up while I go on to the next segment.
I was trying to like stall and stuff, but you want to go on.
That's right. We'll just go on. We'll go back.
Well, no, Frank. I'm trying to do this here.
Yeah, right.
Actually, the only thing I really see on Twitter is that page or a post you said and where you're going to talk about the atrocities.
Which atrocities?
You responded to somebody said, ironically, I just now finished that doc. I've known about these atrocities for years. I speak about them on the show.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that'll be later. That'll be for Free For All. It's a documentary I saw called 13th. So... I will definitely talk about that because it's awesome.
Oh, yeah, I've heard about that, but I haven't watched it.
Yeah,
I have not heard of that.
Yeah. All right, so what have you guys been playing? Let's start with you, Mug.
What have I been playing? Let me get down there. What have I been playing? I have actually I got a couple of indies that I got my hands on finally. One that I heard, or, you know, both of which I'd heard all kinds of crazy good stuff about, and I figured, all right. I got some credit and we'll see what I can do. One of which was Inside, which was the newest thing from the Playdead Studios, the people who made Limbo. Mm-hmm. And it's essentially a much prettier version of Limbo.
Mm. Yeah, the character actually has light shining on him, so he actually looks like something.
Yeah. I mean, it's not just 2D, like it's not just black 2D, you know, stuff. It's actually a fully, you know, 3D world, but it's still 2D gameplay. And it's weird.
Whether or not it's the game he wanted to make.
And what's, you know, possibly. What's weird is that, like, that most, it's, you know, it's pretty much puzzle oriented. You know, there's all the story is environmentally told. Mm-hmm. You know, there's no dialogue at all. And it takes about 2.5 to 3.5 hours to get through, depending on how quickly you get through the puzzles. There, you know, and the puzzles that are there.
So it'll take me five.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, maybe. But the puzzles that are there are nowhere near as difficult as they were in Limbo. Mm. And I've read, and I was like, I saw all the reviews and everything, and everything was just like, wow, this is, you know, one of the most amazing gaming experiences I've ever played, and everything like that. And it's like, I mean, it wasn't bad by any means, but it was just like I heard so much amazing stuff about this. I'm like, there's really no story to this. There's this weird kind of hints at a story, but the gameplay itself was nothing like spectacular. It wasn't like these are, you know, brain bending puzzles or anything.
I mean, no wonder Antes cry paranoia about media bias.
Yeah. Well, it's like I played through it and I was like, well, this is, you know, some of it's neat and there's some, it hints at a lot of weird, and like, and it's a very weird, weird game. Like, no two ways about it. It's a very strange to be like, what the hell am I playing? You know, on more than a few occasions. But, you know, it's like I played through it and I was just like, okay. I mean, it's kind of neat. It makes a few interesting little, you know, suppositions about the way games work and that kind of thing. And, you know, but it's like, and the ending is just like, the ending is just, it's, I would go so far as to call it deeply unsatisfying. Mm. I mean, I'm not going to, I don't want to say anything about it because it is, you know, I can't talk about, you know, the way that the story plays out without spoiling everything. Mm-hmm. But I will say that it's not worth the asking price. They want $20 for it. I would say it's worth nine, maybe like 10.
All right.
Kind of like the original Limbo.
Yeah.
What else have you been playing?
The other one that I played was Hyper Light Drifter, which is the, you know, it's another, you know, kickstarted game that,
Is this a PS4 version you're talking about?
Yeah. You know, it's like, you know, a kickstarted game and essentially like a, you know, a little bit of a Zelda-like, but much more combat-focused. It's not really much in the way of puzzles. It's, you know, so if you look at some footage of it, it's got this weird minimalist style, where, but like with flourishes of detail. Mm-hmm. Like, there's one thing, like, I think it's like when you go to the north area, you'll see in the distance, there's a giant creature that's just like this, you know, the corpse of a giant creature that's like leaning on this mountain. And then later on, you'll find yourself, you know, you're at this mountain and you'll see like the creature's hand, and you go over to the left and you can see its head. And it's like, well, that, you know, that kind of stuff is like, that's really nice detail. It kind of reminds me of the Souls games in that, you know, where there's an area over there. Well, you know, you go there in a little bit, you'll be able to reach that point, like where, you know, that's, you know, what you're looking at is an actual place that you can go. Like, that's really cool.
Yeah, I've always liked that concept in games, Mug. There were some Zelda games like that, where if you, or like, what was it, Skyrim, where if you saw something in the distance, you could eventually get there.
That's really, I mean, cool. And it's like, but with this, since it is, you know, purely 2D, so, and it's showing you stuff like off in the distance on a 3D kind of plane, it is an illusion, but it's a well done illusion. It is, you know, it's a pretty tough game. You know, like, I died several times trying to get through it, but it's not like Dark Souls where you'll kind of beat your head against a wall trying to, you know, to get this through. It's like when I got to the, you know, like the various boss fights, I would say most of them, I was like within like, you know, 3 to 6 times, three to six attempts to beat a boss, it's like I would be able to take it down. You know, something where it's like, that's a solid challenge, but it's not like I'm not overwhelmed by it.
Freak 5 more, is exiled, just to let everybody know he's exiled. Oh,
so what else is new? it's not a very long game. It's also $20, but I probably played it for about 7.5 hours to beat it.
Wow.
But that's not bad for, you know. And the final boss took me more like 15 tries, I would say.
Wow.
So I mean, it's a pretty satisfying game, and one of the nice things about it was made in Game Maker Studio, mm-hmm. which by default limits it to 30 frames per second. I was like, that's kind of weird in a 2D game, but there's a beta patch that's out on the PC version now, bringing it up to 60 frames per second. And once they've got all the, you know, bugs, you know, ironed out of that, they're rolling it out to the consoles. So I mean, I really enjoyed it. I had a lot of fun.
Should wait until it's 60 then.
Yeah.
Okay. Anything else, Mug, before we move on?
No, I think that's about it.
All right, Breakman, what have you been playing?
I haven't played much of anything. So mostly Record Keeper this week, which I was kind of excited about because I was getting really high levels. I have most of my characters up to level 65. So this week they added, they broke the level cap again. I was finally kind of up there where I was going to be able to handle like the tough stuff, and now they just kicked my butt again. Yeah, so now it's like, it was level 80, now it's level 99. I figured they were going to do it sometime. I was just hoping I would have been... I was hoping I would have been caught up by then. Oh well. Yeah. And the only other game I really played is Assassin's Creed, I think. Just trying to do mostly the side quests instead of beating it. So I think I'm gonna beat it, and I don't know what I'll do after that.
Yeah. Wyland says he almost bought PSVR today. I'll talk a little bit about that in a second too, Wyland. Eric, what have you been playing?
Waylon said he didn't want to drain $500 doodahs out of his account.
Yeah.
All right. Nobody thought that was dollary doodahs?
Like, dollary doodahs. Yeah, I saw that.
Dollary day.
Yeah, exactly. All right, Eric.
Oh, my. What a lovely day.
What a lovely day. Yeah. What did you play, Eric?
I played quite a bit because I got a lot of review code unloaded on me. And I'll just start with the one I actually well, I didn't finish the game, but I played enough of it to do a review. But Sonic Boom Fire and Ice. Apparently Sega runs through a different PR company for its Sonic titles than it does for everything else it does, which is weird. And that includes Atlas. But I also beat the two of the true routes for Nadeshiko's path in the game. You can choose between her or the other guy. That's a visual novel, so with decisions when multiple endings. So there's like, I think there's like six endings, like two true endings and two normal endings and two bad endings. One for each, or two sets for each character. But I think that I've played enough because I'm gaining the impression that his route's almost exactly like hers, but from his perspective. But I'm gonna assume that endings are mostly similar. But so I think it's good enough for review, and I'll have that next week, hopefully.
All right. What else?
And I beat Azure Striker Gunvolt 2.
Sweet.
And that'll be reviewed for Honest Gamers soon. And played a little bit of Super Dimension Neptune versus Sega Hard Girls. And Exist Archive. And I played and beat Chase Cold Case Investigations in only a matter of hours because it's not very long. And the game's meant to be episodic because it's only like 2 hours long and it ends on a cliffhanger.
What is that? A novel?
Yeah, it's a
visual novel.
It's kind of like Hotel Dusk, but unlike Hotel Dusk, it's more of a visual novel where it's more of a kinetic visual novel, but there are choices that will lead to game overs if you screw up too many times.
Uh-huh.
So like it has like a Phoenix Wright like penalty system where if you take too many wrong answers, then you'll get a game over and you'll have to start over from the last checkpoint. But there's not very many instances where that actually happens, and the questions are easy enough that you probably won't make the wrong decision because the logic involved in them isn't taxing.
Okay.
It's usually mainly remembering things that happen in conversations and then pointing them out later.
Mm. Anything else?
But it was an interesting story, and I'd like to see where this goes. There's not a whole lot there right now, though. But I think it's only like 10 dub bucks, so it's at least cheap.
Yeah. Anything else, Eric?
That's it. I watched a couple movies this week, too.
Yeah,
we'll get into those.
Yeah, we'll talk about that stuff later. Any guesses as to what I've been playing this week, guys, at all?
Uncharted 4.
Yeah, you're right.
Unfarted 4.
Yeah,
I Nathan Unfarted. Drake as a brother. Who knew?
Bear in mind, I have not played it yet, so no spoilers.
His brother is Troy Baker.
His brother has irritable bowel.
Dude, I want Troy Baker to be my brother.
Yeah,
I don't know. Nate's brotherness is kind of a shithead.
Yeah, I actually acquired a PS4, guys. I just bit the bullet. I got most of it on credit. I'm like, fuck it. I'm tired of not talking about games for the most part on RP Grinder. So I ponied up a little bit of money and some credit, and I got a PS4. I ended up with Uncharted 4, which I've been playing. I'll probably have a review for that next week. Witcher 3.
Are you going to pick up the Nathan Drake collection?
No.
I think it's $20 on PSN.
No, I'm not going to do that.
Maybe that was last week. I don't remember.
I played and beat those games, and I've got everything out of those games that I need. I got Witcher 3, which I played a little bit of. I'm kind of confused with Witcher 3. Like Dungeon Buster says, you don't need any real backstory on it, but I need backstory.
If they do an Uncharted 5, I want it to be subtitled Drake Subway Dick.
Oh, God. I did play a little bit of Final Fantasy 10 HD, which is fantastic. Upgraded visuals. It's Final Fantasy 10 at its best. Couple new modes.
That is a great game.
Are you playing the PS4 or 3 version?
PS4. PS4 for sure.
Didn't you already have a PS3 version though?
No, I don't think I did, man. I haven't had money for anything. I did get Bloodborne, which I have not
sworn I actually helped with buy it for your birthday.
I have played Bloodborne, and I have not played Bloodborne. I need to play Bloodborne. It looks awesome. I got Last of Us, and I got Until Dawn. So
I think I saw it being sold for $12.
You didn't get Shadow of Mordor.
So no. let me get this straight, Frank.
Shadow of Mordor. You convinced me. Yeah, I had PS Plus, so it was $10.
What break?
You worked hard and you saved up money.
Yeah.
And you got a PS3 or PS4 and all these games
mm-hmm.
for yourself? You bought those for you, but not for me?
You're goddamn right I did. Breakman.
Frank, this is the most selfish thing.
No, you're not understanding. You're not understanding, Breakman.
I'm sorry, damn it. I couldn't keep my – damn it.
Dude, I actually bought you one too. It's in the mail. You just got to wait for it. Let's see. Freak5 says, all those times Frank has told me that my check was in the mail. When I'm in Colorado next summer, I can pick it up in person and Frank can cancel the ones in the mail. No, I can't do that. I ran out of checks, Freak5, and I'm not getting any more checks. I'm going all credit, so you just have to wait for that check, Freak5.
Last of Us is one of those games I've always wanted to play, too.
Slagar says...
And when I say always, I mean since I was like two.
Yeah.
Yeah. 2 years old, like way before the game was ever announced.
Yeah.
Frank, did you pick up Dragon Quest Heroes?
I did not, but I do want that game. I just don't have enough money to get everything. I just got a bunch of cheap games for $20 and, I don't know, some other things. Wyland says, I really liked Until Dawn. Slagar says, I just bought that Bloodborne but didn't open it yet. Dungeon Buster says...
Doom's at Redbox still. You can rent that.
Yeah, Dungeon Buster says Frank went in for the horror mix. Good picks. Yeah, I'm pretty excited, man. Next week I'll have an actual current console review of Uncharted, so I'm doing all right, man. Virtual reality is gonna have to wait for me. I definitely am very interested in that. I want to get it probably mid next year. I'm guessing is when I'll be able to get that, but I gotta work on paying this PS4 offers, so
at least you'll be looking forward to Persona 5 on Valentine's Day.
Yeah, I know. That's gonna be a must get for sure. All right, guys, let's move on to our stinkos. Eric, we'll start with you. Any stinkos?
Stinko. One of the hard disk drives on the PC my brother gave me to replace my old one that needed to be put down like a dog, basically. Wow. It apparently isn't working. That because sucks. It says I don't have access to do anything with the drives. I tried installing games and it won't let me. The weird thing was working a little bit before it decided to stop letting me use anything on it.
Yeah. Dungeon Buster says pick up Dying Light. That's on my list too, man. You guys know I'm a huge zombie fan. I used to
The other thing this week would probably be just allergies bothering me.
Yeah. All right. Breakman, your stinko of the week.
Oh, I think we're probably going to talk about this, but more of the revelations that came out on both candidates, but one in particular.
Yeah, which one?
What's that?
Which one?
No, well, I mean, one in
particular. The G-Man.
Yeah, one in particular.
The Walking Carrot, dude.
Yeah. Kind of likes to touch people inappropriately.
We're going to talk
about that. Not only that, but
he has a thing for little girls.
Yeah. He has a Team USA pageant specifically to look at girls nude.
Yeah, we'll talk about that because it's going to tie into something I'm going to talk about here in a minute. Anything else, Breakman? No? Okay. No. Mug.
No, I've got a Breakman stinko. What? Frank didn't buy him a fucking PS4.
I did. It's in the mail. Didn't you hear it? It's in the mail. There you go. Mug, your stinko of the week.
Well, as you guys know, there was a car accident. I had to go and get see about getting a new car, and that's a major fucking pain in the ass. just I've never actually, you know, prior to this, I've never actually had to buy a used car before. Mm-hmm. My previous two cars were bought brand new.
Wow, that big baller there, man.
Not really. I mean, there weren't anything special. It's just I happened to be in
years position of debt. Where I could,
yeah. Well, yeah. But it's like I had, you know, the. Well, no, that's not entirely true. I bought a used car from a dealer, but like I had two, you know, like I had a Saturn that I bought new, and then you know I traded that in. I got another, you know, another Saturn, and a few years down the line.
You didn't learn your lesson the first time, did you, Mug?
I like Saturns.
What? Really?
Yeah.
The cockroach.
Dude, like I wish somebody didn't murder my Honda because my Honda was so much better.
Well, let me put this to you. It's like the car that, you know, the Saturn that is now, you know, has to be, you know, given, you know, basically sold to the insurance company. I would love to be able to just get it fixed and keep it. Because it's been a really good car to Saturn Ion.
Wow. Like I've had two recalls and I've had to have the entire fuel system replaced on mine.
Huh. I mean I've had recalls, but they were never for anything major. One was like there's an issue with the ignition. It's like, yeah, okay.
The ignition thing had, and actually I'm having problems with the ignition now. It doesn't when I park now, when I try and turn my car off, it doesn't always let me turn it.
Like it won't let you release the key?
Yeah.
Yeah, mine has that problem too. I don't get it.
Yeah, I don't know what's up with that.
Yeah, it's just a weird, it's like, and it's just like, but the thing is, that's, you know, that's an annoyance, but the car still runs really well. And yeah. You know, it's like, so it's just like, ah, so.
Other than the repairs I've had to do, it has lasted for,
I mean, mine's a 14-year-old car. Yeah, mine's 14 years old, and it still runs really well, even after the accident. But just, you know, everything to do with the looking for a car or, you know, finding a car and just like, is this one going to be, you know, it's basically just like, how much of a risk of getting a lemon am I dealing with? And so that's, you know, that's a pain in the ass. And also I had, well, this was like last week. But I had about 200 or so unexpected visitors in my bed, and they were like six-legged and all from the same mound.
Oh my God!
I had a whole bunch of ants visit me in bed overnight, like all down my left side, I was covered in stings.
Yeah,
it's
dude, seriously.
Yep.
Oh man, I because hate like ants, basically, ants the fucking devil. I've gone to war with ants. Oh, I will kill. I'll drive there to kill all of them for you. I take so much pleasure in killing ants. Some monsters.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the shit thing is like where we're on, it's like a most the lot that we're on is largely sand. So with like it's you know, ants are a major issue here. The only thing, you know, the only upside is that we're you know, the weather's getting cooler, so it's getting, you know, they're going away.
Yeah. The only thing I hate more than squirrels is ants. It's fucking ants.
Well, it's like the worst part of it was that it's like since they came in, like you know, I'm lying down, my bed's up against, you know, it's in the corner here, but they came in all along my left side. So it's like, okay, they came down, got near my shoulders, and got like around under my arms. And essentially, what happened was I shift around in bed, they get pressure, and it's like I'm threatened, so they sting. So I had like six stings along, you know, just along the like. Just along my armpit on my left side, and it was not fun. I mean, they've all pretty much gone away now. But
you know what's worse than ants is fucking bed bugs. I've had bed bugs before.
I've never had to deal with bed bugs. I know that they're almost impossible.
Yeah. So I spray.
I know that they're almost impossible to get rid of.
Oh my God,
most of the time, if you wind up with bed bugs, you probably have to replace your mattress.
Oh my God, dude! It was the worst thing ever, dude. This is when I was still in an apartment, like probably what now 5-7 years ago. Holy fuck, man! They're almost you have to like bag all your clothes and steam everything and hope for the best, man. We battled with those in the apartment complex. Was no help, man. They did not. They sent like Exterminator like weeks later, as we're suffering, especially my son, man, it was awful, man.
That does remind me that there is one thing I do hate more than ants: fleas. Ugh, those are hard as fuck to get rid of too.
Yeah, not as hard as bed bugs, man. Bed bugs are the worst.
Bed bugs are like one of the worst infestations.
I'm just saying.
Termites.
Multiplayer play in it whatsoever.
No, that sucks. All right, let's move on. Is that it, Mug, or do you have anything else?
No, that's it.
All right, my stinkos include Ben Carson. The question was asked if he thought the women that came forward with the Donald Trump accusations were lying or not, and he couldn't commit. He deflects. He's a fucking brain surgeon, but he's one of the.
Of course, he can't commit. He's like the least interesting person to speak to in the history of the world. And like,
oh my God!
When he was when his campaign was still a thing, I can't imagine this man ever giving a speech. It's like And for as silly as JFK could sound with his accent, like I could never imagine Carson giving a speech like, ask not what you can, what your country can do for you. And it's just like his would be like, ask not what your country can do for you.
I tweeted out that Ben Carson has to be the stupidest doctor I've ever known in my life.
His response would have been to, hey, that's not a very nice thing to say.
Oh, I don't really give a fuck.
Something like that.
Ben Carson's an absolute idiot. I'll go toe-to-toe with Ben Carson on politics any day of the week. Like, any fucking day. Like, that guy – why he decided to run, he should have just stayed a doctor, brain surgeon, whatever the fuck he was doing. Just stay doing that because you do not know what the fuck you're talking about when it comes to politics. He has no fucking clue. Or either he does –
that's the strange thing. He's not – He's a very competent doctor.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, stay being a doctor. But you know what? I would not want him to perform my brain surgery just because of how stupid he acts in real life, man. He's just
It's kind of like Dr. Oz, who is also an extremely competent
heart surgeon. Yeah.
Yeah.
Heart surgeon. But he's an idiot too, man. He's just a fucking moron. He knows what he's doing. He just makes a lot of
intelligence
money.
Is very different from knowledge.
Yeah. Exactly.
How do you know that Carson doesn't know what he's doing too? Maybe he's just not biting the hand that feeds him.
Yeah, Freak 5 says he really likes Ben Carson. You're exiled, Freak. So,
I can't back you on that, Freak. You need to be exiled.
Dungeon Buster says Carson is proof positive that you can be brilliant at one thing and be an absolute dumbass.
I'd like to see his brain surgery.
And that's true. There are people that I have met that are really good at one thing.
Yeah.
But just one thing. Everything else, they're like, whoa.
Ben Carson is absolutely not good at politics. He's a fucking moron when it comes to that. He's brain dead when it comes to politics, man. He's just a fucking moron.
Well, that's definitely a stinko freak.
And a shill for Donald Trump.
Freak has a stinko for us, too. His dog just farted.
Oh, yeah.
He thought it appropriate to tell all of us.
Yeah, there you go. Speaking of Donald, the Donald, I call him orangutan. That's probably – actually, that's an insult to orangutan. So carrot, the walking carrot's probably better. Oh, no, I like carrots. So.
You can't insult a carrot because a carrot
How about orange pond scum? That might be better. Donald Trump is in the news again. Breakman alluded to it. The tapes came out, and then now other people are coming out. And you know what I find more appalling than Donald Trump doing and saying –
they're not coming out.
Hold on.
Dude. Let him finish
real quick.
Yeah, let me finish this real quick, guys.
Says the person who also interrupted.
I didn't interrupt you.
No, I was talking about break.
Okay. He's talking about me because I did too.
All right, here it is. Here we go. It's not even him. I do have a problem with all of what he said and what he did, but I've gone toe-to-toe with people on Twitter, women, men. It doesn't fucking matter. I actually think that almost all of Donald Trump supporters are just they have something in their brain that either hates Hillary Clinton so much that they're willing to sell their soul to the devil to get this fucking moron into office than to deal, which I understand. Breakman, you've made some very, very compelling points about Hillary Clinton, who I am not a big fan of at all. Like, she has a terrible track record, but she's done some good.
Yeah,
right?
But this is not about her. This is not about Clinton.
The
Clintons in any way. No. This is about Trump.
Right. And that's what
– As
what
much they, as the Trumps keep trying to make it about Clinton.
Right. That's what they try to do. They try to drag Bill Clinton into it, which I'm no Bill Clinton fan. He actually has a sordid
history. That's one of the things that's bothering me in this. And let me say this right now is kind of the hypocrisy of
– Why is he even attacking Bill? I mean, Bill has nothing to do with Hillary.
Well, that's the thing.
Yes,
everyone
does.
No.
Well, here's the thing.
Well, they're married, but that's it.
Well, I know, but the thing is, you have to keep putting him in a prominent partner. But she's given him a prominent position in his cabinet. A prominent cabinet position.
The thing is, the point that people keep having to make is like, Bill Clinton is not running for president.
Right. Right.
Yes, but he is going to be in. He is getting an office job.
Yeah, but that's that's irrelevant.
This is beside what I was trying to say. Right. The hypocrisy of anyone who would vote for Trump now, who fought vehemently against Bill Clinton for the same reasons.
Mm-hmm. Here's the thing.
That's absolutely fucking ridiculous.
Here's the hypocrisy in Donald Trump supporters, right? I was talking to a lady. I'm going to call her lady because she was actually really civil, and we had a civil Twitter battle, if you want to call it a battle. But basically, I was trying to tell her, you know, how can you support this guy that says and does these things? And her response was there's more pressing matters that we need to worry about. And I said, oh, really? We need to not worry about women's rights because that doesn't matter, right? That's not – that shouldn't be at the forefront of a woman's thinking when she's voting, right? Like she should never worry about women's rights.
If we improve civil rights, we also improve the economy.
And I told her
– More people will be willing to work for other people.
Let me finish.
I do have kind of a counter argument to that.
Hold on.
Hillary Clinton also hasn't been good for women's rights.
Hold on.
That's beside the point.
Let me finish.
Yeah. I know, but I like interrupting.
Yeah. All right, here's a couple of things. All right, I can respect that we had a cordial conversation and she even commented, at least we have open commentary, right? But every time I asked her about it and I pressed her about it, she just shut down. And I'm like, you can't have conversation like that and come to some sort of conclusion unless you actually come to a conclusion. So what I told her, I said, you know what, I'm no Hillary Clinton fan either. As a matter of fact, I'm not voting for either. But that's because I don't want to tell my grandkids or my kids later on that, you know, when they ask, who'd you vote for in that wretched election that everybody's talking about in the history books? I didn't vote for either one of them. You know who I'm voting for? I'm going to reveal it. I have two choices that I'm thinking of voting, and it's not going to matter, like Mug says, because if you write in a vote, it just doesn't matter. I'm either voting for Bernie Sanders or I'm voting for Elizabeth Warren, and I'm leaning Elizabeth Warren because Elizabeth Warren says things, and she at least puts on the face of being tough on bankers, and she caused the CEO.
She should run for 2020.
Yeah, she should, man. I would vote for Elizabeth Warren in a heartbeat.
She probably didn't this time because she didn't have time.
Yeah.
You know what's funny? Freak 5cast says Trump is the one funding corrupt politicians. He is definitely one of the biggest funders, the Clintons. Like, him and the Clintons were friends, and I think 10 years from now after –
funny thing is, he played corrupt businessmen for affecting politicians, but he's also a corrupt businessman.
After Hillary has left probably her second term as president, because, you know, I don't think the Republicans are going to come up with anybody who's after this election where they couldn't get anybody who could be best Trump. I think after she's been the president and she's retired and stuff like that, they'll be friends again.
Yeah, probably.
Just watch. Like 10 to 15 years from now, they'll be friends again.
I think the one
– Obama and Boehner can be, you know, can be friends, and I think anybody
golf
can.
Golf buddies.
I think the one thing that we can
– Oh, man. I told her – like I said that
you
to –
You mean Boehner?
Yeah. Boehner and Obama. Like I said, like, oh, yeah. Like I said, like, they're golf buddies to a Democrat friend. He blew his lid on that one.
Can we like Brinjley Obama true. And what Boner? Yeah.
All right, let me make a couple of quick points, because we're gonna circle back to this whole shit show that is the fucking election for.
Another thing that's weird is, like, some people will use the Hillary lied under oath defense.
Eric, like, let's get back to this conversation, man, because we got to move on. I got a couple things to talk about. Earlier in the week, I had some back problems. I've been having back problems for a long time, and I went in for, you know, just to kind of get some help or something. Like, I went to a doctor finally after Wifix, you know, basically drugged me there, and in an x-ray of all things, they found a herniated disc in the middle of my back, and that's
fuck.
Yeah, exactly. I've got one in my lower back, I've got a pinched nerve in my neck, and now fucking goddamn herniation in the middle of my back, and that's been haunting me for a very long time, and now next week I gotta go physical therapy, which is I know from experience is not gonna fucking do anything. It's just a shit show as far as that goes, but I'll give you guys an update later. Yeah. Sweetos,
yeah, good. Well, good luck, man. We hope it turns out good.
Yeah, I'm thinking it's gonna have to be taken care of surgically, and I hate that shit. But
we're hoping for the best. Well, let me tell you. Let's say yeah. We hope you don't have to have surgery.
Yeah, that's
well. Let me tell you this. You know, my wife has had. You know, she's got a herniated disc, and she has that shit pressing on her. You know, sciatic nerve and all that stuff. Caused all other kinds of problems. If you can avoid a fusion, do so. Seek out disc replacement.
Yeah, I'm not. There's two different surgeries, and I'm not doing the one that fucks you up for life.
You're gonna get a cyber disc.
I'm doing the lesser of the two evils if it goes that way. But I don't know. I'll keep you guys updated.
Disc replacement is the less, you know, damaging of the two.
Yeah. It's less damaging. But I don't know.
Frank needs to see. He needs a RoboCop treatment.
I do.
You have to be careful. Like, when it comes to that, like, you really have to be careful with back surgery.
No, I understand
that's
that.
That's why I was saying, like, I hope it doesn't come to surgery.
No, but the thing is, like, when you're suffering as long as I have with back issues, dude, like, you'll fucking try anything. And I'm willing to try anything before surgery, but if surgery ends up being what needs to happen, then I can't, I have no choice, man. My quality of living right now is, it fucking sucks, man. I can't lay without hurting. I can't stand. I can't sit. Like, right now I'm kind of leaning over my chair, and I don't know. It's just, it's fucking dumb. But let's move on to our sweetos.
Real quick, Freak5Cast says, during the second debate, when Trump kept saying that she has been in politics for 40 years, referring to Clinton, that she hasn't changed the exploits he was using to avoid paying taxes, Freak says he was waiting for her to say, because you paid me to leave them in.
Well, Trump did say that he, you know, when he needs something, I mean, he's already paid off so many politicians.
Yeah, he did. He said that early on, like he got what he wanted because
he also gave him money. That he was smart.
Yeah, I couldn't watch the second debate.
I watched it.
I lasted about, it's like, all right, let's turn this in and see what it's got. Holy shit, 12 seconds. He's talking. I can't. No.
Yeah. No, you should have watched it, man. It was actually
I'm even more telling. I couldn't do it either.
I did it. And
the first one was torture enough.
No, the second one was even worse, man. I mean, the guy's just a buffoon, man. Look, I know Brakeman and even
as somebody who manages to make Hillary look good, and, like, you have to have real bad. You must be really messed up.
And honestly,
up, you know?
Hillary did look good in those things. She was calm, composed, a politician, right? I mean, say what you will about Hillary, but
she's the ultimate politician.
She's competent. Yeah. He is absolutely
very competent.
I think Hillary may be the best politician I've ever seen. Personally.
Yeah. All right. Let's move on to Sweetos.
But the best speaker I've ever seen is President Obama.
Well, that's pretty universal, man. No question.
I'm just saying.
Actually,
like,
Michelle Obama can give him the best political speaker.
Yes. The actual best speaker I've ever seen, I would probably have to go to say, goes to Christopher Hitchens.
Yeah, I would say.
I mean, political speaker. Yeah, I would say
that Michelle Obama's up there too, man. She can put up a hell of a speech.
Man.
She does have good speeches too.
Well, yeah. She only has like what is it? Three bachelor's degrees or something like that.
Yeah, super smart. Yeah,
she's just so underqualified.
I
know. She's not nearly as intelligent as this guy who is, you know, essentially handed his entire life on a
silver. Yeah, we need a man to be the first lady. Fuck.
The question is, what is he going to be called?
The first man.
First gentleman, maybe?
Yeah,
I thought it was. I thought for sure it was the first gentleman. I thought that was confirmed. I need to Google this now.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, let's move on to Sweeto's mug.
Sweetos. Well, like I said, the job hunt's not going well either, but the car hunt has been a royal pain in the ass, but we did seem to find a good car, you know, what seems so far to be a good car for, you know, about $1,500 and even with essentially like a guarantee that everything is going to work for the first 60 days or else they'll take it back. Like, so that's pretty spectacular. And so far, you know, just, you know, a couple little things here and there that they said they'd fix. But no major engine problems that we've been able to trace. And those are the major things. So far, my wife's been driving it back and forth, you know, it's about an hour away or another place 2 hours away, in the past week and a half, I guess, or so that we've had it. And it's performed really well. So like, all right. Yeah. We seem to have done pretty well with that.
Good. Awesome, man.
Which puts us pretty well on track for being able to get another car, you know, by the time taxes roll around and it's time for me to, you know, get the fuck out of Dodge.
Yeah.
I was also able to get a new 4 terabyte, external hard drive.
There you go. That's nice.
Nice.
So I was like, all right. That gives me more backup options and more storage options and stuff. It's like, all right, that's cool.
I have an answer to that question, by the way. That was the question what will he be called if Hillary Clinton wins the White House, referring to Bill? That was the question that spiked on search engines as Bill Clinton delivered his speech about his wife at the Democratic National Convention in Philadelphia. While there has never been a male presidential spouse in the United States, the former title for the role of the husband of a state governor is first gentleman, which became a trending hashtag on social media during Bill Clinton's speech. So officially, there is no title.
Okay.
First gentleman is just what some people are calling it. So first man is appropriate too. Yeah, Frank? Okay. So you said it is the
official title, you know, in the case of a governor is first gentleman.
Yes,
first gentleman. Yeah.
So they will probably adopt that then.
Yeah,
more than likely. But right now there is no title, and as this website I'm reading, there have been tons of jokes about this. The first dude, apparently Sarah Palin termed that the first dude.
Sarah Palin's a fucking idiot. God damn it, I hate Sarah Palin.
Hillary Clinton agrees with the first dude one, actually. Apparently she liked it. Okay, weird.
Terabytes for all.
That's really weird. Okay, I'm moving. I'm closing this now because I don't want to read more about Hillary agreeing with Sarah Palin.
Oh, God, I don't want anybody to agree with Sarah Palin. She's a moron. Breakman, your Sweeto.
Oh, my Sweeto goes to... It was Saturday, so almost a week ago. I went to a middle of nowhere town called Lewisburg, Ohio. Sorry, Lewisburg, but I've never fucking heard of you until.
But fuck Ohio.
Until I guess a week before I heard that we were going to this place called the Lewisburg Haunted Cave.
Ooh, I like it.
It's a mine. It's an old mine shaft. It's been turned into a cave, and it is the best haunted house I have ever been to.
Oh my God, this looks fantastic! Nice.
Yeah, it was when I got there.
Can you be called a haunted house?
Well, they called it a haunted cave.
Yeah,
but it's a mine.
Don't be pedantic. So.
Yeah. Okay, fine. It is the best haunted cave I've ever been to. The only haunted cave I've ever been to. It got there. We were kind of surprised to see there was this long line of people because this is the middle of nowhere. And when we were pulling through these backwoods roads and shit, there were nobody around. I'm like, okay, this is weird, and it's going to be empty, and this is going to suck. But we get there, there's a long line. But the line, I guess, moved pretty fast. The line was shorter than the actual trip through the haunted house. It took us over an hour to go through this haunted cave.
Oh, I love that, man. That's awesome.
It did take us about an hour and 15 minutes. I looked at the watch. I'm sorry. Mrs. Sprigman was arguing with me. It took us long. Maybe the line might have been a little bit longer, but it took us about an hour and 15 minutes to get through this cave. But anyways, I meant anyway. One of the cool things about this cave, about this haunted attraction, the first experience I've ever had with this is they are allowed to touch you. They put up signs telling you that they're going to touch you. Right. Being this is in a cave, there are a lot of spots where it turns to pitch black.
Yeah.
And all, you know, you're walking through like a pitch black hallway, and then all of a sudden somebody's grabbing your foot or something like that, or touching your arm. And Mrs. Brakeman got wet, and she wasn't happy about that because the cave.
Hang on a second. Are we sure she got wet, or did she wet herself?
Oh yeah, there you go. That's a good
question. Or tell you you'll get wet while you're in this cave because it is a cave, and there's a lot of water. She got soaked, and she's still mad because I'm not saying she got soaked.
There's like three different ways to take that. Either she got soaked from the cave, she got hot under the
cold. Are you trying to say she soaked her panties? Because
that was she wet herself. Or there's another way she could have wet herself. Which is far sexier. Right. Then again, or maybe less, maybe not far sexier, depending on your proclivities. Oh, but that's not my thing.
That's definitely sexy. I want to hear more about that. We need Mrs. Brakeman on the show to talk about this this subject.
You want to talk about the haunted house?
Not really. I just wanted to
she
talk
said
about
no. It. She doesn't want to.
I wanted to talk
so,
about.
It was very long, and there are points that are interactive. We got to a point where it made you choose which path you were going to take, and the devil talked to you, and what?
See, the great thing about that, if you have multiple flames. Paths, you get replay value.
Oh, yeah, flames in his hands. Well, why don't you want to talk?
I heard something.
She's talking to me, but she doesn't want to get on the show and talk. Yeah, there was at one point there was a guy looked like with a machine gun suddenly shooting at you, but it was a bunch of it's just effects. It was sound effects and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But I know it scared the crap out of one of the people we were with. It was really good. There were points where they even made me jump like, oh shit, oh god, I wasn't expecting that.
Yeah, we have some good haunted houses here.
I've been to a lot
of haunted houses.
The problem was all the parts that made break jump were in the parking lot.
Nah, usually it happened because somebody was like pulling on me or something behind me, and I look behind me like, what's going on? I suddenly turn around and there's like somebody in my face like, oh shit.
Definitely sounds like a good time.
Although there was a point where it was pitch black and I was reaching around and I grabbed some woman's face and she was actually somebody.
Oh shit, man! I thought you were gonna say
she was
in
the
cave.
She wasn't
boobs.
Working there. She just happened to be there. I'm like, oh, sorry.
It's like that was the strangest thing. It was pitch black, and I wound up giving some guy a reach around.
Oh god, awful! I wasn't even going there, man. I was gonna say, you know what I thought he was gonna say? I thought I reached back and I grabbed her boob, and I would have been like, "Holy shit, man! Are you Donald Trump?"
I'm glad I did not grab her there. Like shit,
I know, man. I'm always like, see, that's like the difference between normal people.
Like that's like, oh my god, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I'm right. So sorry. Whereas you're like grabbing her face, where I'm like, oh my god, I'm sorry.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
My god, I didn't mean to grab your boob. I'm sorry. I tweaked your nipple.
See now,
I don't know why I did the second part. I'm so sorry.
I hope.
I don't know why I held it from.
Yeah, I don't know why I did it for 15 solid seconds.
Yeah, exactly. I
don't know why my hand is still there.
I hope that Donald Trump is not listening to this show because that'll give him an idea.
All the stuff he said didn't bother me as much as like the reality of actually doing it, because like when guys like I say like stuff like that, just like yeah, what see, I just said, you know.
You know, there's well, see, there's the differences. Is,
there's a big difference between us joking around about that kind of shit and him saying, here's what you can do because you're famous.
Yeah,
and I,
yeah,
with the clear difference. Implication that oh, I've done this before.
I went right. to.
That's but the, bragging but the fact about sexual assault.
Has done it and that we have proof now.
I actually. Like,
that's
I actually,
completely
I,
different
to me. I actually went toe to toe with somebody on Twitter again talking about that. Actually. It was Twitter and in real life I was talking to somebody.
Hold on a second, because Freak wants to say he didn't mean to grab your boob the first time.
Yeah, exactly. no, I went toe-to-toe with a bunch of people on this. Like the argument is, that's just locker room talk, right? Just locker room talk. I'm like, that doesn't make that type of, quote, locker room talk good and nice. Yeah. You know,
that's true, too.
I mean,
especially for somebody who wants to be the president, for
right,
God's sake.
Right. This is who we have as our leader. This guy that talks about grabbing pussies and oh God, he's disgusting.
Yeah,
man.
And the weird shit about like the little girls. Like, I don't know if you saw that bit where he's you know saying something to this little girl.
I'll be dating
like,
her in 10 years.
Yeah, I'm gonna be dating her in 10 years. I'm like, that's fucking gross.
I'm not surprised by that. He's a friend of and we talked about this I think a little bit before the show. He's a friend of Jeffrey Epstein.
Yeah.
The people in chat, look that up. Yeah, you don't know who that is?
Jeffrey Epstein. No, Epstein is a billionaire. He's a piece of shit too, man.
He is a friend of a lot of rich people like Donald Trump and Bill Clinton.
First person that came up when I put in Jeffrey.
Yep.
Was it Jeffrey Dean Morgan? Or?
Yeah.
No.
He is. Is he in jail now?
No, he's not
yet. Fuck. He needs. Eric. He is. Basically, he has underage sex parties on his planes.
Yeah, he's a pedo sadist. That's the better term. He's a pedo sadist, just like his brother is. And it's weird.
Anybody who's been on his plane should be investigated fully at this point,
including Bill Clinton and Donald Trump. So
exactly, both of those people. But Bill Clinton and
Mick Jagger
and Donald Trump, like ridiculous that he thinks he can be the president and molest kids.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know.
Seriously? Yeah.
Dungeon Busters, this is a good point.
People made the mistake back in the 90s of electing a president who was being accused by a bunch of women of sexual harassment. I'm just hoping people – I know people aren't going to make the same mistake twice. I'm just – I don't know. I'm worried for the people who would still – who would vote for him now.
Yeah. Dungeon Buster says Hitler's anti-Semitism was, quote, locker room talk. Then look what happened. Exactly. Like, you know, another thing there.
I know, but like I've said so many terrible things. Like we've talked about eating babies for God's sake.
Dude, there's a difference.
Yeah.
There's
well,
a
I know,
big
I know
difference.
But
he never eats babies.
I know.
Donald Trump would actually molest women, though.
But when the tape came out, we didn't know that for sure.
Yeah.
There was inclination to it, but we didn't know that for sure, you know. Yeah. And we've said I know I've said so many horrible things, especially online when I'm gaming and trying to piss people off.
Yeah. No, I know, man. There's a difference, a big difference. But let's see. There was some other
shit. I'm just playing about the Easter and I think they're starting to it took me like about a year and a half, but I'm starting to see where she's coming from, and I'm agreeing with her more and more. Because when you are absorbing content that's made specifically in a certain way, and you're talking about stuff like that constantly, like it's no big deal, it does eventually alter your psyche, and it does make you less sensitive to actual issues that are happening.
You really think I'm less sensitive to issues that are happening?
No. But what he's saying is right.
I'm saying it slowly erodes your ability to speak out against such things, and it becomes normalized.
No, that's not what does it.
I don't think that's true for everybody. I don't think that's true for me. I never said that.
No, check this out. You know what really
but you just
does
said
it?
It's true.
No.
I never said everybody though.
Look, this is what
I'm saying. It probably affects enough people.
Eric, hang on.
Over a long enough period of time.
The biggest difference is I agree with Breakman on this issue. It's not everybody's that way. Like there is such a thing as quote locker room talk, and it has nothing to do.
You have been in locker rooms, and right. There are things that are said in locker rooms that just don't happen in real life. People will talk about. Guys will talk about doing things to girls that they would never actually do.
Right. Oh, man, what I wouldn't do to that chick if she gave me a chance. Like that.
You don't see there was a problem with, talking about that kind of stuff?
No,
in the first place.
No, I think that those are fantasies.
Freedom of speech.
Hold on.
If we – even though it's horribly offensive speech, if we limit – if we start limiting
the way I see it, Break, it's not about it's never been about banning things. It's about getting people to not say these things because then you're enabling the people that will actually
stuff. There's a big difference between saying, man, what I wouldn't do to that chick and actually saying I just do those things. There's a big difference in that, Eric. A huge difference. That
I'm just saying people need to be a little bit more conscious of what they're actually talking
then
about.
Then that's self-censorship, and that's okay too. Like, if you want to censor yourself, I've never been one to censor myself ever. Like, if something's on my mind, I'll say it and be done with it. But I agree with Break, man. Like, you can't make people stop saying things or do.
You start censoring speech now, I mean, in the future. What's going to be offensive to people?
I never
then?
Talked about censorship, dude.
No,
but this is what I'm talking.
But you're saying stop saying it. That is censoring. Is censoring.
I'm all for self-censoring yourself. Like, we all have those younger moments. Like when I was younger and dumber, I'm sure I've said a few. I say offensive things on this show to this day. But I've never once.
I've never tried
listen,
to get
Eric. Listen for just a second.
I need to say this because Brink
doesn't
understand.
Guys,
listen.
Hang on a second.
Listen
for
just a second.
Please talk at one time.
Yeah, let me finish this.
Not talk.
Yeah. Brink loves to talk.
No, I love to talk. I'm on a fucking podcast, dude. That's what we do.
We all love to talk.
It's like Trump saying it's all words. Yeah, of course. It's all words. That's what we do here is we talk. But here's my final point on this. It's not about any of that. My point is this. Like, I have never been in a locker room or anywhere where a man has talked like that. Yeah, I just grab him by the boobs. Yeah, I just grab him by the pussy. Yeah, I just kiss him. I just kiss him. Like, I have never once heard anybody say that in my entire life up until Donald Trump. So take it for what
that's
it's
true.
Worth.
What he said, I don't remember anybody saying I grab her by the pussy. Yeah. I don't remember saying
anything. No, never.
But, as far as don't go to a locker room, I don't think I've ever smelled anything worse than locker room.
Can I say what I wanted to say?
Yeah, please. I want
to. Go ahead, Eric. Your floor.
All I'm saying is that her campaign and what I'm trying to say is, can we actually take a moment to think about what we do?
Yeah, no, there's nothing wrong with that. Like, I've held my tongue on occasion.
She's never claimed that we should censor this shit.
No, I'm just saying what
she's claiming developers are irresponsible because they keep feeding into what they think people want.
No, I a man's vision or a woman's vision is their vision, man. If that's what they want to put in the game, don't play it. That's the simple solution. Just don't play it. Eric, what is your sweet-o, man? Let's move on.
My sweet-o is, well, obviously, I guess my birthday.
Yeah, yesterday.
And despite the fact that the restaurant we went to was understaffed and it took forever to get our stuff, and they gave me the wrong order. I asked for a seafood burrito. They gave me a seafood fajita. I don't know how you got fajita. I mean, it was kind of loud, but that's a very different set of syllables.
Yeah,
that sounds gross as hell.
But anyways, it was fine. I was like, I'll just take this because it's something I haven't tried before.
Yeah,
and I did get a sangria margarita, so that was good.
There you go, right on, Eric.
But yeah, it was also kind of deflated a little bit because I heard my nephew had broke his elbow.
Ooh,
yeah.
Ooh, that sucks, man. Ooh. Yeah.
He seems to be doing fine though.
Yeah, Dungeon Buster makes a good point. Don't play it or vote with your wallet. It's always your choice. Yeah, there you go.
I guess my problem with that kind of thing is,
I mean,
well, hang on a second. Like, what gets me about that is, like, if people get called out about it, you know, why won't you have a female Link or whatever, you know, and then they, you know, and then they'll give this weird, convoluted, half-assed excuse. And I mean, when really,
I almost don't want to play The Last Guardian because you know why? Fumito Ueda in an interview was trying to make an excuse as why he didn't have a female protagonist because the excuse was he didn't believe a girl had the same amount of strength that the boy did.
That's bullshit.
And, of the same age. Yeah. Which is bullshit.
Well, because that's
a girl could be stronger than a boy.
Hang on a second. Can I please finish what I was going to say?
Let me finish.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
Obviously not. But they'll give these bullshit excuses about, you know, why we wanted to do this and why we wanted to do that. And I just say, because we didn't feel like it.
Yeah.
We're creator. That's the only excuse you need.
Yeah, that's what, you know, it should,
like,
be.
Why didn't you do this? Why did you do it this way? It's like, because that's the way I wanted to write them.
Yeah, and you know what's funny? If a game like that had a woman protagonist, they would get asked the same question. Why'd you make it a female? The press would go nuts with that, and then the excuse could be the same thing. Because I felt like it. That's why. You know, that's what it should be. Like, whatever.
The other thing is the actual bigots out there that are the antis who are blaming SJWs for everything because it couldn't be for any other reason. Yeah. And you can see their bigotry because obviously it's like somebody can't make a game with just a female character. Because they get paranoid and it's like, no, I made this character because I wanted to make it, not because I have an agenda.
Yeah. That's what
it's like.
They
can't believe people make things because they want to make things. No, yeah.
You should. That's a good point, Eric. Like,
sure,
like,
maybe people are doing this now because they're actually getting the idea. Maybe there is a lack of certain characters. Maybe we should do this.
Well, you don't see me here talking
it's not
about
promoting agenda. That's calling correcting the course.
Here's the thing, like. I could get really pissed off at the lack of decent Latin characters in games. Like when I think of Latin characters in games, I think of the Grand Theft Autos of the world, the Saint Rose, Shadows of the Damned had a really good protagonist that was Latin, but he happened to be a pretty bad dude, you know. So I could complain about that, but that was just.
I mean, and that's absolutely a fair complaint because most people of color. They're either, you know, they're either complete background noise or they're bad guys.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's going to take
a
while.
Look at
GTA 5,
Franklin. They didn't do anything with his character. He was just there.
What is Freak 5's obsession with Wippix and me having sex, man?
Oh, my God.
This guy really – you know what it is? Freak 5 really wants –
It's especially more satisfying for me.
Freak 5 wants to bone your wife.
No, it's not even that. You know what it is? Freak 5 is like the Donald Trump of chat. He wants to like sit in the corner – and watch, and it,
I think we should provide some
content. Derek H. is secretly paying you to sabotage our show.
We should provide some context for why we're talking about this. Freak said, LOL, mug finishing is a more satisfying ending than Whippix gets from Frank.
You know, I just have this vision of one day, like, me, having sex with Whippix and like noticing.
I also have a vision of one day. Me
oh God, get out of here. You need to get a room and use your hand more often, Mug. Jesus Christ. But anyways, we're having sex
twice a day. Thank you very much.
We're having sex and all of a sudden I kind of like peer out of the corner of my eye and like Freak Five's like in my closet, like with a video camera or something. Yeah, exactly, man. Like the elf in Cat's Eye. I don't know if you guys have ever seen that, man.
Oh, yeah. That's a good movie.
Yeah. Whippix is actually here. Hi, Whippix. How you doing?
Which,
did you know
which one is Cat's Eye?
Did you know that...
Is that the multiple story one?
It covered like Quitter's Inc. where it had... What is it? James Woods trying to quit cigarettes?
Yeah.
And it was the one that had the weird little creature in the closet that would steal breath.
Yeah,
and,
What was
the other story? I can't remember the other story.
I can't remember either, but it's irrelevant because Whippix is here. Whippix, Freak Five wants to watch us having sex, and so does Mug. It's weird. Like, it's just weird.
If I were in, let's put it this way. If I were invited, I wouldn't say no.
If Freak Flag Cast also says he had the same vision.
Let me make this perfectly clear. I'm pretty sure Wiffix and I are in agreement. Neither one of you motherfuckers is getting into our bedroom. Now, if you were Scarlett Johansson.
That you know of.
That would be a different story.
Yes.
Hey, for all you know, I am Scarlett Johansson.
No, you are not Scarlett Johansson, you son of a bitch.
Kind
of
Jesus voice like modulator.
Yeah.
No, I think it kind of... Keep talking. I think this might be.
All right, Whippix. Thanks for stopping in.
Yeah, bye, guys.
Yeah, I'm glad we got that clear.
Bye-bye.
No extra guys in our room right now, so there you go.
Wyland's back. I can't come either.
Yeah. Welcome back, well, Wyland. Yeah.
Yeah, not with their help.
Now, women in general, you pretty much have a free pass if Whippix approves of you, so there you go. Okay.
That's sexist.
Yeah, it's totally sexist. I'm acting like Donald Trump. If they're not good looking, I don't want them in my bedroom.
Did you hear some of the shit he said about one of the accusers?
Oh god.
Oh yeah, his justification, I wouldn't have done anything to her because she's a dog or something like that.
Something
yes,
like, that.
Like, are you fucking kidding me? How can you support this asshole?
Nice try, Freak Five. Nice try. Freak Five changed his name to Scarlett Johansson in chat.
It's the only thing that matters to him for when it comes to women is, can I fuck her?
Yeah, exactly.
And all right, I feel gross.
Let's move on. Eric, you have, it looks like, a ton of reviews. So let's get through this real quickly because we're coming up to the end here and I want to talk about something else.
Okay. First review is... before I had that, I kind of didn't really go into my Sweetos about like the computer. The computer has at least one working 5 gigabyte hard drive in addition to the main drive, which has the OS on it, which is a solid state drive. And I've got an i5 CPU now, so that's much better than I had last time, which was only dual core. And I got 16 gigs of RAM now instead of 8.
Awesome, man.
Same video card, though, so I need to update that at some point.
Yeah. But, all right.
But review of the Magnificent 7. I have not seen any original, so I don't know how it stacks up to that. So I'm just going to review it based on what I saw.
Yeah, it's pretty much the same thing.
But I do think I did feel a little bit weird watching a remake of a film that was an adaptation of Kurosawa's Seven Samurai.
Yeah. No. Go ahead, Ben.
Because like. I don't know. It's something weird about the American adaptations happening even back then, but and them being westerns. And he did two movies in particular that I know of. Let's see, there's Fistful of Dollars, and then there's The Magnificent Seven. And the Fistful of Dollars is a adaptation of Yojimbo.
Yeah, and Fistful of Dollars.
Which I need to watch. I need to watch Yojimbo.
Fistful of Dollars is a great movie. Great movie.
You know what's funny though is that Fistful of Dollars made a joke. Was made a joke into a episode of Dragon Ball because Oolong turned into a fish and he lured Oolong with money and he caught it in his mouth. So it's like, oh, look, it's a fish full of dollars. And they were pretty much recreating the scene from Yojimbo when they did it. So it was like, oh, now I get this joke. But anyways, it's set up almost exactly like Seven Samurai. I mean, the circumstances are a little bit different, but it all boils down to the fact that they have to prepare for an army coming for them. Because basically what the seed of the movie is this rich guy who owns a mine wants to buy the entire town's land so he can mine there and make more money, obviously. But he gives them shit money and expects them to clear out. And there's a they basically have a falling out, and he ends up killing the husband of the female who hires Denzel Washington's character. And he obviously looks for a group of cowboys or just people who don't mind killing people, I guess, to defend the town and drive them out, if not just eliminate everybody.
Yeah, let's not get too much into.
So it's basically a suicide mission.
Yeah. So what would you give the Magnificent Seven?
I'd give it a 7.5, maybe. Yeah.
I want to see that.
Yeah, it's good, man. I saw it.
The original Magnificent Seven is one of the few westerns I'd call like a really good movie.
Yeah, it's
my favorite western is
it's
Tombstone.
Also shorter than The Seven Samurai, which I think was like three and a half hours long.
Good and the bad. I think
Tombstone is the favorite western of
ever. It's so long that they added an intermission.
Yeah. No, my favorite Western is Good, Bad, and the Ugly. By far, I love that movie. It's awesome. But Tombstone's pretty good, too. It's a great movie. Magnificent Seven was not as much action as I wanted from it, but I still gave it a 6.5, I think. So, all right, and then you had the...
I watched Jack Reacher.
Yep, Jack Reacher.
Someone screwed up One Punch Man. Put a one punch... Okay.
I'm about halfway through that series. I fucking love it.
Wait, where are you watching it?
I'm watching it on Adult Swim.
Are you watching it online or something?
No, I'm just watching it.
Because usually that only has one run, so that you must be catching reruns, or you recorded them all, and are now just watching them at leisure.
No, they haven't aired them all. It's on Funimation.
Every
Saturday night.
Well, technically, it aired on Toonami a little before Funimation put them on its own website, but I see what you're talking about. Okay. But, the Toonami run's over now. But anyways, back to Jack Reacher. This is a Tom Cruise movie that was also produced by Tom Cruise, but thankfully not written and directed by Tom Cruise. Because I don't know if he could make a good movie.
I think he would. I think he's a good actor. I think he's a nut job, but he's a really good actor. But all right,
well,
go
being
ahead.
An actor isn't the same thing as writing or directing.
No, I agree. Go ahead.
But anyways, it's basically about an ex-military guy who was a military police officer and did investigations for them. But after like pretty much spending his entire life as military. He decides he wants to quit and actually have a life. But in order for people to not bother him, he basically just becomes a vagabond. But anyways, an incident happens and someone calls him in to defend him for his court trial. But something happens to him and he ends up doing an investigation as to why he was possibly framed. And it leads to him unraveling a conspiracy and people trying to kill him and the defense attorney he's trying to work with. Who is played by Gwyneth Pike, who is the name of the lead in Gone Girl. I didn't remember her name at the time, and now I know it. But I'd say this movie is a decent action movie. It wasn't as action as packed as I thought it would be, and in fact, I think Jack Reacher's sequel, I think it's called No Turning Back or something, this is a subtitle, is trying to outdo John Wick, because John Wick's like the ultra-violent alternative to this movie, because this one's a PG-13 film.
Yeah.
People get shot, there's no blood.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Or if there's blood, there's not much of it.
Okay.
But, I give this movie, I think I give it the same score, 7.5.
7.5, okay. Now, your next movie, Eric?
In The Shallows. I watched it based on Frank's recommendation.
Yeah, so did I.
Nope.
What do you mean, uh-oh?
Yeah, Moria's reaction.
I thought it was a great
movie.
He
didn't like it?
The way he said it, like, uh-oh.
No, Mug didn't like it, but Mug doesn't like anything that's good, so just take that.
No, I didn't say I didn't like it. I just thought it was very silly.
He didn't say anything.
It was a little silly, because it's almost like Jaws. I mean, there's no real good reason for that shark to be attacking people.
Well, it's like the shark, it's like a great white being in shallow water is almost unheard of. But more to the point, it's like the whole like the shark seeming fixation on this one person.
Yes.
Was like
the shark
this is like
John gotten other prey.
Yeah, like especially what got me about it was the thing was like
although,
you've got this.
Yeah, and why would it use whale to bait people?
Maybe this is a great Trump shark.
Because that's how this movie happens.
It's not just that. It's like
somewhere in Tijuana, and she finds a beach, or she finds a dead whale in the middle of the ocean, and that's when the shark goes.
Yeah, and it's like this is like a dead baby humpback is what it looks like.
Yeah.
And I mean, this is a massive amount of food. Why would it care about swimmers?
Maybe because it's live. They're live. That's why.
Yes. I mean, apparently, sharks. Apparently, sharks have become super predators and have developed a taste for only human flesh. This is why a lady gets in trouble.
And basically, they're preying on
stupid conceit, but it's still a good thriller. It's just
that's the thing. It's like I'm not saying
it's kind of like Civil War. It's like Civil War has a stupid plot, but. Once the action starts, nobody cares anymore.
Well, I mean, I guess the way I'm paying this is very much.
I disagree with the plot, stupid.
I agree. I think the plot was stupid. Great.
Well, hang on. Like the thing with the Shallows is it's very much a B movie, but it's a fun B movie.
I don't consider it a B movie. I thought it had a decent budget
The way that the shark behaved, it's like it's very much like Jaws the Revenge. It's like, oh, you thwarted me, so now I'm going to, you know, I will find a way to get you. It's like sharks don't do that. No, they'll just go like that, you know.
Yeah,
I mean, sharks are not intelligent.
Basically, they're playing off people's fear of sharks and stuff. Like sharks get blamed. People talk about being terrified of sharks. Sharks kill less people annually than a lot of other animals. Like, it's kind of ridiculous.
I think they're trying to set up the fact that the shark had a territory, and that's why.
Why do you think Star? Never mind, Dungeon Buster. I'm sorry, Eric. Go ahead.
Yeah.
But I do like the fact that I liked how resourceful she was, at least in the film.
Yeah.
The way that she actually
finished off the shark, I was like, "You've got to be fucking kidding me!" I was just like, "That's so goddamn silly."
Silly but fun.
And bailing out at the last minute, and the shark gets impaled.
Yeah.
All right. Oh god! Thanks for spoiling the movie, Eric.
Eric, you're really bad about that.
Yeah, stop spoiling, man. Come on.
How the movie ended.
What are you giving Shallows? And let's move on to One Punch Man.
It's not like that wasn't very predictable break though.
But I haven't seen the damn movie.
Well, that's the thing. When you see how it's going, it's like, okay, this is going to be how it ends. You know, avoid details.
Mm.
Yeah.
Anyways,
and by the way, I want to see One Punch Man, so no spoilers, please.
Yeah. Okay. One Punch Man's about a really strong dude who's so strong he can punch and kill pretty much anything in one hit. And the whole conceit about the comic is him being bored about not having worthy opponents to fight. Yeah. And there's a lot of really dumb villains who just go on long spiels, and he's like the average guy. He's like, just get on with it. I'm bored here. I'm going to kill you, so why are you even doing this? It's basically a gag manga, and I think that's the real reason that he's so strong is because gag manga characters are invincible and they can do anything.
And basically, he goes into every situation knowing he's going to win. So he's less thinking about the fight and more thinking about I gotta go home and I gotta get to the grocery store on time. Yeah. It's
like, God, I never turned on the the washing machine or whatever.
Right. And he basically wants to be a hero for fun for the most part, but he wants to be recognized. And there's a whole hero organization, all these other heroes who are way more famous than him, and nobody knows about him, even though he's by far stronger than all of them put together.
Mm. But, I give the season one a 9 out of 10.
Ooh, very high.
I think it's very. This is a very funny show. I think mostly for his attitude about what's going on.
Season one's 13 episodes, and the only reason they haven't gotten a season two yet is because they've been waiting for the manga to get to a point where they can actually do a season two.
I'm still waiting.
For instance, you'll get a very long speech from one of the villains about how strong they are, and they've just probably killed a couple heroes and stuff like that, and then he kills them with one punch.
Yeah. And a lot of the heroes are self-centered assholes too.
Yes, too. Yeah, it's a really funny show.
I should watch that. Yeah, that's cool. So 9 out of 10, guys. I didn't do my Suido. Real quick, guys, I did mention that I got a PS4, so that's fucking awesome.
I thought that was a Suido. I thought you said that.
No, I said it when I was talking about the games I was playing, but that, like, my actual Suido was getting the PS4. I got the Uncharted bundle. And then I saw a documentary called Man vs. Snake, which was pretty cool. It has Twin Galaxies in there, and it's about a man's quest to re-break his Nibbler record, which is basically Snake. But it's pretty cool. I only had one problem. A lot of these documentaries have to have a villain to make it, I guess, spicier so they can get more eyes on it. I didn't think it needed a villain. I thought it was compelling enough just hearing about this guy that had this record, but it was pretty awesome. I would give that probably a 7 out of 10, man versus Snake, but
kind of like that Fistful of Quarters, but that dude like really embraced like being the villain. Like he really went into
it. I never saw Fistful of Quarters. I've been meaning to watch that one. I saw the other one.
That's really good. Cause they do like, Billy Mitchell comes off like a real asshole in that movie.
I saw the other documentary.
And from what I've heard, like that's when the cameras come on, like he acts like this total asshole. But like when you talk to him in real life, he's like the nicest guy.
No, he was like, real supportive.
He's basically playing it up for the cameras.
Yeah, he was real supportive of Tim McVeigh and his quest to retake the Nibbler record and stuff. So he wasn't the villain in this. It was the other guy, the other big guy. I can't remember his name, but anyways.
That's good and kind of surprising because he's really embraced this like the villain.
Yeah,
and cameras are on, like,
which works for him because he makes a ton of fucking money on his barbecue.
King of Kong, not Fistful of Quarters.
King of Kong is the one that I saw. That was the one where it was.
Well, no, Mitchell King. I'm pretty certain that's King of Kong. Fistful of Quarters is the subtile to
it. I got you. Okay, so then yeah,
it's been so long since I saw it though.
I saw that one. That one he was a villain.
The other movie you guys are thinking about is called Chasing Ghosts.
I have not seen that one either. But yeah, I did see
Fistful of Quarters is great as Dungeon Master. It's still the best documentary I've ever seen.
Yeah.
I still kind of want to watch Indie Game the movie. Yeah. I have it on Steam because I don't know.
I saw part of it, but I can't stand Phil Fish, so I watched about half of it and I was done. It was boring. I did not like that one at all.
Jonathan Blow too is a big wad, but he's not as a wad as Fish is.
Fish is fish. But all right, let's move on to Free For All real quickly. I have a question.
I wonder if there's a real reason he's calling himself John Blow, because he's kind of a blowhard.
Yeah. I have a question for you guys. What does it take to kick someone off of a presidential ticket or get impeached and stuff like that? Because, I don't know, from what I've heard of Trump, like a lot of things that he said, like I know the Republicans are stuck with him, really. But is there any measure to get –
I think they have to actually hold be on. Younger. That's what I think.
Is there any measure to get him off of the ticket other than offering the $100 million that Trump said that he would take to quit?
If he changed his name to Clinton.
that would probably work. He'd probably
You would have to have enough you would essentially have to have enough political, you know, movers to make it happen.
Yeah.
And there was that with, you know, because there was essentially a witch hunt against Clinton, and Nixon, you know, he essentially resigned before the impeachment proceedings could get underway.
And as far as I knew, Clinton
But by the way, if Trump changed his name to Clinton, that would throw a wrench into all the people who didn't want to vote for Clinton. Like they're voting for Trump because they don't want to.
I think that would be fucking hysterical.
That would be like the most messed up thing ever. Like, what the fuck do we do? Heads would explode. It would be amazing.
Yeah. Let's see.
I'm all for heads exploding.
So
I've seen so many movies where heads explode. I'm all for it.
My question is,
I've been desensitized. Damn it!
Hold on. Drake,
you are already dead.
Yeah. So let me get this straight. If Donald Trump went and actually, I don't know, say raped a woman or was convicted of stealing and embezzling money or killed somebody, they still would have no way of getting him off the ticket. So it would be Trump, no matter what.
Actually, I think that at this point, he would have to be caught in flagrante delicto, like actively raping a child.
He would have to be caught actively doing something in order for him. Oh, Jesus Christ, yeah. Man. That's awful, man. That's just really, yeah. Really stupid.
Now you'll get no argument out of me, but I honestly think that's the only way. I mean, and not just anything. Raping a woman, I think they could explain away. Raping a child, they could probably be the thing that would do
what
it.
What if he like killed a cat? Or a kitty?
Unfortunately, like I'm pretty sure that's already happened. But
but it's like, well, that's the whole thing. The in flagrante delicto. I mean, like, you have to catch him in the act.
In the act.
As I've said about the whole Jeffrey Epstein, if you don't know who this, look it up.
Red-handed.
He is a friend of a lot of rich and powerful people, like Trump, who has been on his kiddie porn plane.
Yeah. Mug, you mean to tell me Trump would have to be caught red-handed? Anyways. So – that was my first question.
I think it would have to be caught kid-handed.
Yeah, kid-handed. I'm trying to. Oh, Dungeon Buster says the party can kick him off the ticket, but it would completely destroy their legitimacy if it hasn't already been destroyed. Yeah, that's true. Then there would be who would take his place this late in the race. It would have to be another piece of shit, Mike Pence. That'd be the only logical choice for the Republicans. And you know what? At one point, Pence was kind of contemplating getting off of that ticket, which if I was him, I would have not even accepted that job in the first place, man. It was.
Yeah, and apparently they went to the Trump campaign went to Kasich to ask him, and Kasich was like, "No,
Kasich, ugh."
Yeah, and Kasich wanted nothing to do with it.
The embarrassment of Ohio.
Oh, God.
I would vote for him over the other two because at least he's not a crook.
That we
know of.
I was going to say he's a politician. Of course, he's a crook.
I was going to say I know, like, he's a crook, but we just don't know it yet.
Yeah. I'm kind of watching chat, but they're talking about DC and Marvel comic universe stuff. But I don't know, man. I just think of all these allegations that are coming out. Wouldn't the Republican Party want to save a little bit of face and say, "Hey"?
Well, the problem is, this close to the election, there's really nothing they can do.
Well, there is. I mean, they could easily ask Pence to take over. I'm sure he wouldn't mind, you know, doing that. I mean, the guy seems to have a huge ego. So
no, he means that, like, as far as like due process. I don't know what it's called at this point, but
the,
like,
actual process of making it happen.
It's pretty impossible at this point.
Yeah, and it's like, I mean, plus it's also unprecedented as far as I'm aware. And like Brake mentioned, it would destroy whatever credibility the Republican Party has.
Yeah.
And
you know what I really wanted to talk about in this free for all, guys, is this Alec thing where I learned via this documentary, which is a great documentary. It's called 13th on Netflix, and I really recommend that people watch that because it basically talks about how even today we have modern slavery. You know all this shit with the cop brutality and shit like that? It lends to modern day slavery. It's a different form. And incarceration of minorities in droves. And I mean, it's just a system. Like, first it was slavery, right? Which blacks had no, you know, options when it came to that. You were a slave. That's it. You know, we could rape your women. We could flog you for any reason. We could use you for zero, you know, paid labor other than the food, if you did get food. You know, stuff like that. We got past that, or we thought we got past that. But immediately when we abolished slavery, people were arrested and put in jail and used for basically the same thing. So basically the economy in the South was going to fucking get demolished without slaves, right? Because that's what the South prided themselves on, was slave labor. I mean, that term is coined today because of what happened in the South. So then you had after that, you had Jim Crow laws going on into the 19th century. You know, you had all the Jim Crow stuff. And then after that, you had the drug war, which, you know, decidedly put way more black people in prison than white people, et cetera. And now you have the shit going on with the police brutality and, you know, prison labor. You know, there's a lot of companies, like even Walmart uses prison labor instead of going overseas. See, people think that we get every one of our goods overseas, like cheaply. But in reality, we do get some prison goods that basically people in the prisons work for nothing, which is atrocious to me. I think that's truly is deplorable. Yeah.
Yeah, prison labor is absolutely slave labor.
Yeah, it's slave labor, and it shouldn't happen that way. And if you watch this 13th documentary, it basically breaks down that when criminal – it should be this way. Whatever we decide criminals should get for their crime, whether it's 1 year or 20 years or life, you know, once
this is crap about corned beef hash and timelines.
I don't know, man.
Hold on.
Yeah, we're talking about way something not as important as what Frank is talking about.
Right.
So
stop. That's all.
When our court system decides that you should be in prison for 3 years or whatever the case may be, that should be it, right? You shouldn't be punished after the fact, but. If you become a convicted felon, you can't vote, you can't get a job. So what is there left after that? You've lost your freedom for a time. I guess you gain some form of freedom after you serve your time, but then you can't get a job, which means you can't make money and you can't spend money on stuff. So what, you can't vote. So, which I think they did change those laws a little bit. But it just,
if you're a convicted felon, you can't vote for the rest of your life.
Right. And that, to me, that's ridiculous. I think if you did your time, you did your time, right? That's it.
I mean, the thing that gets me about that is like, I, and some people think this is silly of me, but, you know, we always make this noise about someone who served his time has paid his debt to society. So why do we, you know, basically fuck them over and ruin their lives for the rest of that?
Yeah. I agree. Like, I don't know. There are heinous crimes that you should be in jail for the rest of your life. There's no question about it. But, you know, the drug war is a joke. There are people in prison. Like, there was a story about Demaryius Thomas's mom and grandmother. If people don't know who Demaryius Thomas is, he's a very, very prominent Denver Bronco player, right? I've seen Demaryius since he was drafted. He was a great draft pick. He's a great receiver. Some people say he's overrated, but in my opinion, he's just super solid, really good, very dynamic. But his mom and his grandmother were in prison for life for distribution of crack cocaine, right? They were victims of the drug war, which, by the way, there was in the documentary, they went over like crack cocaine and regular cocaine, powdered cocaine. There's no difference, right? One you snort up your nose and one you smoke. Both very highly addictive. But mostly white people would do cocaine because it was a little more expensive. Crack cocaine was a little bit cheaper. So the war on drugs was really about upping the penalties for crack cocaine and keeping the regular cocaine, you know, at a lower tier. So it was much more severe in the eyes of the government if you were doing crack cocaine. And that was directly correlated with black neighborhoods and black people. And that, to me, is
sickening. Crack was also much easier for poor people to get.
Yes. So they really waged a war on minorities and specifically a war on black people. It's a super interesting documentary. I highly recommend that everybody watch that documentary. It'll explain it much more eloquently than
I got some movie questions.
Yeah, go ahead.
Like about movies to watch, but should I watch Concussion?
I have not seen it, so I can't give you a good recommendation on that. Anything else?
I guess there? I have to take one for the team then.
I guess so, man. Concussion. I've never even heard of it, but.
Oh, that actually reminds me. I saw a movie on Netflix that, like, it was a low budget, you know, science fiction kind of horror-ish sort of movie. It's called Time Lapse.
Uh-huh.
And the premise of it is like you have these three people, two guys and a girl, who are roommates, and you know.
Oh, you kind of cut off there, Mug. Are you back?
For reasons, they there just.
You go. Oh. You cutting off?
You guys just died for a second. I heard nothing.
Yeah.
For a second.
Nothing.
Can everyone hear me?
Yep, we can
hear
you
now.
Okay. Anyway, for reasons, this trio of people discovers that there's this huge camera. It looks like a freaking iron lung, across in the apartment across the way from them. That the camera is focused on their window, and for whatever reason, it takes pictures, and it seems to take pictures 24 hours ahead. It does it once a day, and so they start. You know, of course, they get ideas about, you know, what can this mean? What could we do with this? And it tells a pretty interesting little story. It's not too long. It's about 90 minutes. And you know, I don't want to, you know, give too many, you know, details and stuff away. But I was pretty satisfied with it. I'd say probably about a 7.5.
What was the name of that again? The movie?
Time Lapse.
Time Lapse. Okay, cool. Yeah, there's another one
movie I wanted to know about.
Time Crimes is a good movie.
Swiss
Army. Time Crimes is a very good movie. Yeah, actually, I've got a copy of that, and I've been meaning to watch it.
Is a bigger Splash a sequel to Splash, or is a remake of Splash?
I think it might be a remake or something.
It's terrible too.
Yeah, I wouldn't bother with that. The original Splash was kind of sweet and cute, and I don't know, not much to it.
Cheesy.
But, yeah, very cheesy, but that's funny.
They have gods that did too at the Red Box. Of course they do.
Barf, barf. What were you saying, Brakeman?
It was an 80s movie. All 80s movies are cheesy.
Yeah, for sure. But they were fun. There's a lot of fun movies like that.
Should I watch the original Now You See Me, though?
I saw a little bit of it, and I wasn't too terribly impressed.
I heard not really good. But anyways, we're going to have to go to plugs, guys. We're kind of going over. So let's go ahead and do that. Let's start with Mug. What plugs do you have this week, man?
You can find me on basically anything for just look up the name Moria Mug, MoriaMug.
All right. Eric, your plugs?
You can find me on Twitter at EricRPG, and hopefully I'll be getting back to making drink reviews, assuming my camera works this time. I think part of the reason it wasn't working is because my computer was failing.
Yeah.
So hopefully I can actually use my webcam again.
All right.
But other than that, you could also find reviews on sites like totallygn.com and Boston Bash Brigade, Game Tactics, Honest Gamers, Fog Network.
All right.
And that's it.
All right. Brakeman, your plug, sir.
You can follow me at RP Grinders and at Brake _ Man and at Harmonica, as Freak 5 Porn says.
No.
Ah, oh, damn it, Moria. Like, that was your cue to, like...
Moria? No. Don't give me any ideas, man.
He's like, what? Never mind. Wait,
where did I set it? I
damn it. There's a movie called Sniper Ghost Shooter, and it has absolutely nothing to do with Sniper Sabers.
All right, let's try that again. God. You can follow me at Break _ Man. You can follow me at RP Grinders, and you can follow me at the harmonica.
No, fuck off with the
Frank,
harmonica.
Did you ever see Kung Fu Panda?
Are you kidding me?
What? Did I ever see Kung Fu Panda? Yes, I have.
Three?
No, I have not. I saw one and two. I didn't like two. I liked one quite a bit.
I liked two, but not as much as one.
Yeah, I liked two okay. It was just all right. But I heard three was pretty good, so I would probably see it. I don't know. Okay, my plugs. Thanks to everybody in chat, Dungeon Buster, Freak 5, Wyland, Slagar, who else? MXT, and did I forget anybody? Gripper wasn't in there, son of a bitch, Gripper. But I mentioned you anyways, son of a bitch. All right, make sure you follow us on Twitter, as Brakeman said, at RP Grinders. You can follow me on Twitter, although I haven't had any real new Twitter followers other than Trump supporters giving me hassle, at Frank Branches.
Yeah, sounds like what I'm going through with Steelers fans. especially one of our listeners, which I haven't seen him in chat, so if, you know, that might be my fault.
Yeah.
I'm pondering on watching Hail Caesar.
I want to see that movie too, but I think I'll wait till it comes out on like HBO or something. Make sure you check out Westworld. Westworld is seeming to be pretty interesting to me. Ash versus Evil Dead. I need to catch up on that. But the first season was fun. The second season started off really good, so I'm really excited for that. Luke Cage. I'm about halfway through.
Oh yeah.
through that season, so good make show. Sure you watch. Oh, it's really
apparently
good.
Apparently, need so to far. Watch Jessica Jones before I watch that.
Yeah, you should, because he's a big part of Jessica Jones.
Yeah, Jessica Jones oh, yeah. is really good.
Man. I want to make a PSA.
Go ahead, Eric.
Dragon Quest Builders is out now. You can go buy it.
Yeah.
Please support Dragon Quest.
Yeah. I'm going to get that game too.
Also, when sure. I went to Best Buy to try to get it, they didn't have it in the store, and they told me to come back at 5. I was like, no, I'm not coming back at 5. So I went to Toys R Us and got it instead.
Oh, my God. That's horrible. Trump ads on the RP Grinders.
Anyways,
that's all I fucking need.
Anyways, Christ. I wanted to also say that great. Now I forgot.
All right. Basically, all the other plugs I have.
Wait, RP Grinders is now sponsored by Trump. Is he giving us money?
No.
If he's giving us money, you guys should vote for Trump.
Trump doesn't
have any
money.
This isn't what I was thinking, but I'm also going to be on a podcast. I'm going to be on another Q&A again.
Oh, cool. Right on, man.
That's on RP Gamers website.
Sweet.
What's that have to do with Trump paying us money?
he doesn't have any nothing. Money, man. He has zero
damn it.
Money. Yeah. Make sure – I mean, I guess if anything, make sure you get out and vote, man. I mean, I talk a lot of shit about Trump, but if that's your choice, go ahead and fucking vote. Well, I hope it's
now
not.
I know what I wanted to say.
Okay. Go ahead.
I didn't notice until I got to Best Buy, because I was looking at the movies, and I noticed that the new Ghostbusters film has a subtitle just to not confuse people. It's called Answer the Call.
Yeah, it was actually like – that was already the case when it was in theaters.
I know, but I don't think people really advertise that.
Yeah. No, they didn't.
All right. Anything else, guys, that we need to talk about?
So it was almost kind of like The Edge of Tomorrow getting renamed.
All right. Anything else, Eric?
The best television right now is on the CW and Netflix.
Netflix for sure, man. Holy shit. Jessica Jones, yeah. Daredevil, Breakman. There's going to be Punisher,
Iron Fist. The Marvel universe on Netflix and the DC universe on CW.
You know what? I need to get into DC stuff. I haven't seen any of it, but I will eventually. It just
yeah. Well, this year they've added Supergirl to the lineup. Yeah,
there's only so much, so much shit I can watch, man. You know, so.
No, I understand that.
But I don't know. I'll have some more reviews for you guys next week. Probably Luke Cage. I'll probably review next week. Uncharted 4. I'll probably review for you guys next week, and maybe something else. I don't know, but. And maybe more. We'll have more shit show. The election, also known as the shit show 2016, next week. Too, so. All right, that's about it.
Yeah, we're about what 3 10. Weeks away from doom.
Yeah. All right, guys, stay safe this weekend. We want to see you back here next week. Until then, we are out. Later, guys.
You know, actually, now that I'm thinking about it, I think we should election right now. We can vote.
Monica, please.